starting the last perek. What this perek has to do with Megillah, Pashtus, the end of the perek speaks about different Kriyas HaTorahs or whatever, so it has to do with Kriyas HaMegillah. But the beginning of the perek, Lechor, has nothing to do with Megillah. It's all about Tashmishei Kedusha and what you can sell and what you can sell for what or whatever. It could be that the whole union of Purim is taking secular things and giving them Kedusha. So that's what this beginning of the parak has to do. What kind of things can get Kedusha? Okay, the Bnei Ho'ir Shemachu Rechova Shalir, the city sells its town square. We'll see from the Gemara why a town square has Kedusha. So Lochim B'Dalma Beis HaKnesses. So you're allowed to use the proceeds to buy a shul. Beis HaKnesses, because that's an aliyah, all this is based on the fact that Malin Bakodesh Velo Moridin. You always have to go to a higher level of Kedusha, not to a lower level. So the money that was generated from selling the Rechov, you can use for buying a shul, but not for something less than a Rechov. Beis HaKnesses, you sell a Beis HaKnesses, Lochim Teva. You can buy an Aron Kodesh. Teva Pashtus means the Aron Kodesh, even though there's some that hold that the Aron Kodesh is called the Heichal. And the Teva was a small Aron Kodesh, which had one Sefer Torah in it, and it was put opposite the Shliach Tzibur, who was Yored Lifnei HaTeva, who davened in front of the Teva. Teva Lochim Mit Pachos. You sell an Aron Kodesh, then you buy a coverings for the Sefer Torah. Mit Pachos Yikhu Svarim. With coverings of the Sefer Torah, you have to, again, go higher. That is to buy Svarim. Rashi says Svarim means Nevi'im Iksuvim. Others say it means Chumashim. Not a whole Sefer Torah, where they made separate Chumashim. Svarim Lochim Torah. And if you sell Nevi'im and Ksuvim, or separate Chumashim, you can buy a Sefer Torah. Avali Machru Torah Lo Yichu Svarim. But if you sell a Sefer Torah, you can't decrease the Kedusha of the money and buy with it Svarim. Svarim Lo Yichu Mitpachos. Mitpachos Lo Yichu Teva. Teva Lo Yikach Beis HaKnesses. Beis HaKnesses Lo Yichu Esarecho V'chein B'mosreim. The same thing applies. If money's left over, you can't use it for something less, only for something more. We'll see that Shaila, whether you don't use it for less or more, you use it for something equal, is that okay or not? Rashi, B'nei Ha'ir Shemach Rechova Shal, Ir Yeshbo Kedusha. The town square has Kedusha, can refer to Gemara, Hol Mispal Nebova Tanios of Amados. They used to go out to the town square to daven there on Tanios, and Rashi also adds Mamados. Right? That's not clear whether that should be there altogether. Right, but there is a shita that they seems from Rashi that by the Mamados, when they gathered together in their cities before they went to Yerushalayim, they would all daven in the town square, not in any specific shul. Lochim Svarim Nevi'im Uksuvim Aval Machru Torah Shemalin Bakodesh Velo Moridin. You always have to go higher in Kedusha. Tosefta Malin Bakodesh Tosiv. Where do we learn Malin Bakodesh? By Yochim Moshe Hamishkan. Moshe Rabbeinu put up the Mishkan. Bezalel also. Bezalel made the Mishkan. But it went higher. The Moshe Rabbeinu was the one who put it up. Moshe Shah Yogodl Mienu Kimo. Below Moridin, how do you know you don't go down? Yosiv es machto sachatoim wa'ele b'nafshosam. V'asu osam rukui pachim tzipu the Mizbeach ki krivum fnei Hashem v'yikdoshu. Kivin shuhuktishu huktishu. Adkan. That's a Tosefta. The Gemara Menachos learns just the opposite. That Malin Bakodesh, we learn from the case that you took these things, the machtos, that the 250 people were makrivan, and they couldn't use them for anything less, so they used them for something more. They put them on the Mizbeach itself. They made them a covering of the Mizbeach. And Lo Moridin, we learn from the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu put up the Mishkan, and not somebody less than Bezalel, only somebody more. You sold Svarim and you bought a Torah, but you didn't need all the money. You had money left over. You can't even buy from the leftover money something that is less Kedusha than the thing you generated the money from. Okay.
Zu Dev Reb Nachman Bar Yosef Yosi Stumsa.
Right? We had this Balash in the beginning of the Masechta too. This Mishnah is a Stam Mishnah according to a Yochid, Rav Menachem, Rav Yossi. But the Halach is not like this Mishnah. The Halach is like the Chachomim. The Chachomim Omrim, HaRechov Ein Bo Kedusha, Mishum Kedusha. The Rechov has no Kedusha at all. Rav Menachem, Rav Yossi, my time, eh? Why does he hold the Rechov has Kedusha? Hoel V'ha'am Ispalon B'Tanios V'Mamados. Rabban and Ahu Akroi V'Alma. Since it's only a something that's done, not on a regular basis, but it's something that's done once in a while, it doesn't confer Kiddush on the Rechov according to the Chachamim, and Rabbi Menachem holds it does. There's a machlokas whether it has no Kiddush at all or only no Kiddush in significance and what if you can sell it or not and what to do with the money. Some hold that it has no Kiddush at all, and therefore you're allowed to do divrei zilzul, things that you're not allowed to do with a shul ever, right? You can do with a Rechov. And others hold it has a mixas kedusha, since every once in a while they do daven there. And therefore you can't be mezalzel in that kedusha, but it doesn't have enough kedusha to generate any kind of kedusha, what to do with the money that's generated from it. Nafkamina would be, if you daven in a certain place, ba'akroi, right? But it's not a shul. It's not a place where they daven all the time, right? But once in a while you daven there. Does that have any kind of kedusha? And you can't do divrei bizoyin there, or has no kedusha at all. We depend on this shayla. Okay. Rashi, zu divrei Rav Menachem behed yamrinim b'tosefta the Megillah dehu amra. In the Tosefta it says beferish that this Mishnah was said by Rav Menachem ben Rav Yossi. Hol ve'omis ba'alim bo tanius amados k'disnam meseches tainis avru elu v'lo nenu molzinus ateva l'rechov sha'ir. So the fact that they daven there by tanios, that the last Tanios, they take the safe of the Aron Kodesh and put it in the Rechov, and they dive it in the Rechov. Tosefta v'mamados tznan, miskansin ba'orehen v'korim ma'isa b'reishis. It says that they used to get to gather together the people who didn't go up to Yerushalayim. So they gathered together in their own cities, and they would read ma'isa b'reishis. V'tanya b'gemara, anshe ma'imad nichnosn l'beis ha'knesis, v'yoshun arba Tanios b'shabas. So the Anshei Maimid would gather together in the shul, and they had four fast days a week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, and they would read Ma'isa Bereishis. So the Mishnah says, Efshe Beis HaKnesses Hoyo Lehem Kavua Berechova Shalir, Miskansim Shom HaMaimid Kulo. The whole Maimid would get together, they had shuls in the town square. Kederes Shina B'Yikurim Kol HaYoro Shom HaMaimid Miskansim LaYoro Shom Maimid. V'lonim b'rechova shalir, v'lo hayu nichnosim lebatim v'lonim shal. But by Bikurim we find that when they would get together, all the whole city that would bring in Bikurim would get together, and they wouldn't sleep in private homes. They would sleep in the town square, and then gather everybody together and go up to Yerushalayim. V'hayam amunah omer kumu v'na l'tzirin al-shem lokenu. Hola marito kinus ayoros b'chova. Whenever they would gather people from the city, that they would have to then all go up to Yerushalayim, so they would sleep in the town square, and they would daven there. V'akroi havid, sh'maimid hazeh inu chozer chalilat chasi shana. That maimid from that specific city didn't happen again for another half a year. V'talmidei rabbeinu Yitzchak Halevi motzasi v'mamadus lo garsina. However, in other svarim, they don't have the girsa mamados. V'mefarish lo haisa tfilosim b'rechov adkan. And they didn't daven in the Rechov by Mamadas, only Tanios. Tanios, it says that they used to take the Aron Kodesh out to the Rechov and daven there, and that was only something that happened intermittently. Hakroi ba'alma eno tager, it's not something they did constantly. Okay. Beis HaKnesses lochim teva. If you sell a shul, you can buy an Aron Kodesh. Omreb Shmuel bar Nachmeni, Omreb Yochanan, lo shonu el Beis HaKnesses shol kfarim. The fact that you can sell a shul is only a shul of a small village. Of a Beis HaKnesses shall krochim, but the shul of a krach, and a krach means where people come from all over, stay there a long time, and they come for the shuk or whatever. It's not a big city. It has nothing to do with how big the city is. It's, are there people there from other places on a kavua level? They're there always to do business or whatever. They don't just come like guests. They're there and they stay there for weeks at a time, months at a time, whatever, and daven in that shul. So a shul of a krach has people from the outside who daven there on a regular basis. Since the shul services people not of that city, the people of that city can't sell the shul. There's three reasons why. Tosfos says two of them. Other Rishonim say a third one. One is that since it is frequented by such a large public, the kedusha of the shul is greater than a regular shul, and therefore it can't be sold. Others say that since, people give money for the upkeep of the shul and for the building of the shul, since it's not something that's limited to that small city, but it's something that's much widely owned, therefore the people of the city can't sell it, they don't own it. It's owned by all the people who support it or whatever, and those people are from out of town, and therefore they can't get them all together, you don't know who they are, so nobody can sell the shul. The third thing is, even if the other people didn't contribute, but people know they're building it to service people from outside the city, so they have a share in it, and you can't sell it without their consent, and therefore you don't know who they are, so you can't sell it. Why? The Havile de Rabin, since it belongs to the Rabin, it doesn't belong to that city, the people of that city can't sell it. Rashi. Lo shonu di yicholim limkor beis ha-kneses ele shok forim. Avo shok krochim havilehu bote knesios de Rabin. Va'akol baleim. Everybody owns it. Belongs to all of them, of everybody, not just that city. Ve'ein b'nei ho'ir levad and balim lein. The people of that city alone are not the owners of the shul, so they can't sell it. Om Ravashi, I be Kinishta, the Mosa Machsia, Afal Gav de Me Alma Osula, Kivan da Data, the Diko Osu, Iboina Mazabnila. Ravashi said the shul in Mosa Machsia, even though it was a shul that serviced a lot of people outside the city, right? Since everybody, comes, Daiti, in other words, I'm the one who makes all the decisions in the shul, right? And they know that, so therefore I could sell the shul. I'm the one who has the right to decide to sell the shul or not. So in the city where there's an Adam Gadol, right, who everything in the decisions of the shul are made according to him, so then it's not the property of the rabbin. It's basically his private property because he can do whatever he wants with. Okay, Rashi? No Rashi. Okay. Meisve. Om Rav Yehuda. Meisve beis ha-kneses shel Torsiyim shehoyu b'Yerushalayim. There was a shul that was the shul of Torsiyim. Right? Every occupation had their own shul. People daven what?
Guild.
You have a guild, right? Okay, guild. Everybody, people of the same occupation had their own shuls, and this was the copper makers. So the shul of the copper makers was in Yerushalayim. Shemachrua l'Rebbe Lezer, also called Tzracha. They sold that shul to Rebbe Lezer, and he used it for his own purposes. Where it says, "V'ha'hasam dikrochim have." It was a shul that was frequented by people outside the city. Where it says, "Ahibe knishta zuta have." The inu avdua, right? It was really a small shul, and these people themselves, built it up. Okay, and so therefore, it wasn't really a shul of krochim. It was a shul that was owned by this specific small guild. Meisve, the base eretz achuzaschem mitami b'negoyim ve'en Yerushalayim mitami b'negoyim. It says that the nega of tzaras in a house will be in a house that's eretz achuzaschem. What you inherit, what you own. Only what you own becomes tamei with negoyim. But Yerushalayim, which is not owned by any specific shevet, we'll see, ve'en Yerushalayim mitami b'negoyim. No house in Yerushalayim can become Tamei with Tzaras, because it's not called Achuzaschem, it's not your inheritance. Om Reb Yehuda, Ani lo shamati ala makom mikdash bilvad, not the whole Yerushalayim, only the Beis HaMikdash itself. The Beis HaMikdash was not owned by any Shevet, and therefore if the Beis HaMikdash got a nega, it wouldn't become Tamei. Ho bate knesios bate medrashos matamei, mashma the Beis HaKnesses and the Beis HaMedrash, right, are the private property of people. They could become Tomei by Negoyim. Because if they couldn't, then it should say not only the Mikdash, but any shul is owned by the public, and therefore it does not private property. Now we're saying that most shuls are private, are, what's it called? There are shuls that are not private property. So why only the Beis HaMikdash is not Metamei Benegoyim? Those public shuls should not be private property and also shouldn't be Metamei Benegoyim. Moshe says, Amai Hadi Krochim Havu? The shuls that are Krochim, the Chora that we've said now, are not private property. So Eimom, Rabbi Yehuda, Ani Lo Shamati, Yela Mokum Mekudesh Bilvad. Even Rabbi Yehuda, who says Yerushalayim not, and Mikdash, yes, he doesn't mean only the Beis HaMikdash. He means every holy place, like the Beis HaMikdash, that's not private property. But Maika Miflugi, what's the argument between Rabbi Yehuda and the Tanakam Lagabi Yerushalayim? Tanakam is Sover Lo Nischalk Yerushalayim Mishvatim. That Yerushalayim was not split up to any specific Shevet. It was the Nechus of Klal Yisrael as a Klal. It wasn't private property. Rabbi Yehuda Sover Nischalk Yerushalayim Mishvatim. Rabbi Yehuda holds it was split up to Shvatim. Ubeplugs of the Hani Tanoi, and their machlokas is dependent on an earlier machlokas of the following Tanoi. The Tanya, Mahoya Bechelko Shal Yehuda, what was in the Chelik of Yehuda in Yerushalayim? Har Habayis, the Halishkos, the Azoros. The Har Habayis is all the part of the Har Habayis that wasn't the other things, that didn't have a specific purpose. The empty space within the walls of Har Habayis. The Lishkos, Azoros were also on Har Habayis, but they had a specific other name or whatever, so they're mentioned separately. Umahaya Bechelko Shal Binyamin, Yehuda and Binyamin shared the area that included Yerushalayim. So what was in the Chelik of Binyamin? Ulam, the Ulam and the Heichal, Ubeis Kodesh HaKadoshim, Uretzua Haisa Yotza Michelko Shal Yehuda, V'nichneses Bechelko Shal Binyamin, Ubab is Mizbeach Bonai. The Mizbeach was built mostly on the Chelik of Yehuda, but there was a small strip that belonged to Binyamin that was part of the Mizbeach. V'hoya Binyamin atzadik mitztayer aleh b'chol yom lebola. Wanted to see to it that the Mizbeach was in his chelek. Shenemar chofei v'lov kol hayom. L'fichach zocha Binyamin v'naseh shpizchon l'shina. That's since Binyamin was so concerned that part of the Mizbeach at least should be in his chelek, he was zocha that the Kodesh HaKadoshim should be in his chelek. Right, so you see over here that Yerushalayim was Nischalik, part of it was in Shevet Binyamin and part in Shevet Yehuda. It wasn't public property. Rashi. The Ein Yerushalayim Mitami Benegoyim of Torsim Tzorfei Nechoshes. The Ein Yerushalayim Mitami Benegoyim the Lav Achuzahi. It's not your personal property. Kid Amrin Lekamon. Shvirele Lahaitana Lo Nischalik Yerushalayim Meshvatim. Lo Nofa Begoro Lo Yehuda Lo Binyamin. Didn't belong privately to Binyamin or Yehuda. It was Klal Yisrael's property. Ani lo shamati shelo yehi matami ele mokum mikdash bovad. Rabbi Yehuda says no. Houses in Yerushalayim could become tamei benegoyim, just the mikdash not. Mishum debayis shel kodeshu, because the Beis HaMikdash, even if it would be private property, but it's a bayis shel kodesh, not matami benegoyim. The guy the negoyim ubo asher lo habayis boinan. Right, the one who owns the house. This is not a person's personal house. This is a bayis shel kedusha. Av Yerushalayim matam b'negoyim, the sovereign is chalak l'shvatim v'achuzasrem krinalei. But Rabbi Yehuda holds that Yerushalayim itself, the houses there, could be kam tamei, because it's called achuzasrem. It is a personal, private inheritance. Tani miyas Rabbi Yehuda islein is chalak lo shanu elam makom mikdash. Av a bote knesiyos a bote midrasha shabah kishar bote ayir. Even though Yerushalayim was a krach, people come from all over to Yerushalayim and daven in the shuls there. Still, it's mashma from Rabbi Yehuda, only the Beis HaMikdash couldn't be matam in a goyim, but the shuls of Yerushalayim could. So you see from here that even the shuls of a krach are personal property. Mikudish apotiknesius mashma. No, you have to read differently. Rabbi Yehuda didn't only exclude the Beis HaMikdash, but any makom mikudish. And shuls that are publicly owned also don't have a din of private property. Harabayis b'knisaso mitzad ha-mizrach, when you come into the Temple Mount from the east, kol mashiyesh shom poni kori harabayis. Whatever there is empty space is called harabayis. She'en lo she'machem. And even though on that mountain there's other things, they have a different name. But they're also on harabayis. But what's specifically called harabayis is the empty space that doesn't have another name. The lishkos that were within the chil, They're also on Harabayis. V'azoros shloshla. There's three azoros. Ezus Noshim, Ezus Yisrael, Hinachas Yisrael, Amash Yisrael, Rishon Likonis Livnim Min Hashar, the Acharim Letzad Marav, Ezus Kohanim, Yud Aleph Amash, Shebein Drisus Ragle Yisrael, and Mizbeach Achitza. There's first Ezus Noshim, then there's 11 Amos of Ezras Yisrael, and then the Ezras HaKohanim, which is the 11 Amos past the Mizbeach. U'mahoye b'chelko shul binyonim un v'heichol, mitzad Mairav, the western side, right? The Ulam and the Heichol were all in Binyamin's Chelek. Achshav Yoser bin Osai Mokom Mizbeach Lam Bezama, Uvein HaUlam VaMizbeach Chav Bezama, Shlo Pirishal Nihu. And this area, the part of the Mizbeach itself, which was 32 Amos, and between the Ulam and the Mizbeach, which is another 22 Amos, there it doesn't say who it belonged to. Chazer Upirish, now it explains, Ritsua Yotza. There was a small strip that extended from Binyamin's chelik to Yehuda's chelik. Right, the north, south, and west sides of the Mizbeach all belong to Binyamin. And what Yehuda had was only the eastern corner of the Mizbeach, right, and that's why there was no Yisod on that part of the Mizbeach, because it was different than the other. The other three corners were in Binyamin's chelik. And this chelik was in Yehuda's chelik. It was didn't have a yisod, didn't have the foundation to it. V'kach lo hoy yisod l'mizrach v'shom mizbeach. V'hoy Binyamin atzadik tzof v'beruach ha-kodesh shekein osed liyosom etzdar olel. Bothered him that part of the mizbeach wouldn't be in his chelik. Chofev olav odom mitzdar chofev mizchachit b'gilad. Person who's bothered, what's it called, scratched himself and moves around his begodim, right, in desperation. Loshen shifshu. He rubs his clothing. Kamo nozer chofei from mefasbis. But nozer rubs his hair or scratches his head. Ushpizchon shoya oron bechelko. So he was zolcha because he bothered him, right? So he was zolcha that the oron, the Kodesh HaKadoshim, should be in his chelik. There are other reasons why the Kodesh HaKadoshim was in the Chelik of Binyamin. He was born in Eretz Yisrael, where all the other Shvatim were born in Chutz Loretz. He wasn't part of Mechiras Yosef. The other Shvatim were. He was Meshamish, his father, longer than the other ones, because he was the baby. So because he was Meshamish, his father, he was Zocha that the Kodesh HaKadoshim and most of the Mizbeah should be in his Chelik. What? He was happy. He was unhappy that part of it was what?
He was upset that he was missing a bit.
What? Right. He was upset that he was missing. No, when it comes to Divrei Kedusha, you can be upset. When it comes to your own personal things, you should be happy with what you have. When it comes to Divrei Kedusha, you should never be happy with what you have. Okay. The Haitana Sovar. The Hani Tanoi Damron Leah. That's the Tanoi we said before. Okay. Go on. The high Tana Sover Lonischak Yerushalayim Mishvatim. Right. So now we have one Tana that says that Yerushalayim was divided up between Yehuda and Binyamin. This Tana holds that Yerushalayim was not divided up by any Shvatim. The Tanya Ein Maskirim Batim Yerushalayim Nisha Ein Shalohem. You can't rent out houses in Yerushalayim because they don't belong to the people. The ground doesn't belong to them, even though they built the house or whatever. But the house belongs to them, but not the ground underneath, so they're really on public property. So Rashi learns it's talking about Dafka Olei Regolit. Ein maskirim balibatim es batem la Olei Regolit. Ela bechinam nosun lem ichnosun tochan. But not the whole year. The whole year you can rent houses. When it comes Aliyah Larego, people needed places to stay. You couldn't take rent from the people who came Olei Regolit. The Rambam seems to say it's a yearly, all year. You could never rent a house in Yerushalayim. And even though the house itself belonged to the people, since it was built on public property, they didn't have really a right to it, so you couldn't take rent. But we'll see that because the house belonged to them, they were able to take something. Rav Elazar, Rav Tzadik Omer, Aflo Mitos. You can't even rent beds, even though the bed belongs to the person, but the place where the bed is not his. So you really have no rights to keep the bed there altogether that you should be able to rent it. Lefichach, therefore, they made a takana that oros kodshim bali ushpizinot lenosam bisroa, that the hosts, right, the people who own these houses or the beds, were able to by force, when the person burned karbanos, people came to Yerushalayim only regalim, or even during the year, most people came to Yerushalayim to bring karbanos. So the hides of the animal went to the hosts, to the people's who homes or beds they were staying in. That was their rent. Omra Bai, Shmamino, Orech Aro, the Mishbak Inish, Gufo Mashko Bishbuze. So Bai says, we learn from here that it's Derech Eretz, right? It's the normal way for a person to leave his empty bottles and the hide from the animals that he shecht to his host. Okay, Rashi. We said before, Machlokas Tanoim, whether Yerushalayim was divided up and private property or public property, this is the other opinion. Right, an ola, the or goes to the kohen, but a shlamim and a toda, the hide belongs to the one who brings the carbon. So he had to give it to his host. Gulfa kankan shocheres tamishbo, empty bottles that you had, or the moshchim shochet beim, or if you shechted an animal. We're not talking now about korbanos. Stam, person stays in somebody's house. He's a guest, right? So he enjoys the person's hospitality. He should leave his empty bottles there, and he should leave if there were something, so the guy can go and cash them in for deposit or use them. And he should leave the hide, if he shechted an animal, he should leave the hide there.